Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. When you hear the word transcendental, do you think of Eastern meditation or a French mathematician whose passing we mark this week? Charles Hermite is the great Catholic mathematician who established that the number e is transcendental. The number e, just like the much more famous number pi, is represented by a letter. E is approximately 2.71828 and it never repeats. It is transcendental because it is not the root of any algebraic equation with integer coefficients. This was not Hermite's only work. Other results are far harder to state, but play important roles in quantum physics, which comes up in semiconductors for use in computers, smartphones, and video games. Hermite was born on the 24th of December, 1822, the sixth of his parents' seven children. He was born with a deformity in his right foot, which meant from boyhood he moved around with great difficulty. He was admitted to the École Polytechnique, but his test score ranked him 68th. He was forced to leave after 1 year when it was decided that his deformed right leg would not allow him to take a commission in the military, making him not worth the Polytechnique's time. Whilst Hermite was born and raised a Catholic, he lapsed, but in 1856 he contracted smallpox. Through the influence of another Catholic mathematician, Augustin Cauchy, and of a nun who nursed him, he resumed the practice of his Catholic faith. The celebrated mathematician Emile Borel said, quote, "Hermite was deeply attached to the Catholic religion. It was the stay and the centre of his life. His opinions and his works were in perfect harmony with Catholic ideas, and this is certainly no ordinary merit." End quote. Charles Hermite passed away on the 14th of January, 1901. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.